Hour 4 of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. Rangers pregame is coming up here in 30 minutes. Here's Wolchuk to tell you about it in his proper round tripper.
All right, let's do this thing. Let's go around the bases. Right now.
You don't know how to play first base.
Scott?
That's right.
It's not that hard, Scott. Tell him, Wash.
It's incredibly hard.
There's no crying in baseball!
You play ball like a girl!
Hey, if for those that don't know, life-changing, the Tommy John underwear.
Could tie it with one swing. High drive! It's tied!
Woo! Happy Cam Collie Day! As he is getting called up and making his Major League debut, I don't know if I've been as excited for a Major League debut since, I don't know, a Wyatt Langford, maybe a Jungle Cat, Josh
Young. You think
this
guy stays up?
I'm not going to put it past him. That's how damn good I think Cam Collie could be. Now, yeah, I think he does.
Is that a June Bowl prediction?
Yeah, I think he stays up. Why? Because they can't get everybody healthy at the same damn time.
That's fair.
So the second here comes Wyatt, he's back in the lineup, somebody else will hit the IL, and Cam Collie's going to be here to stay. And the beauty of it is, if he's playing well, he's got so much. He can play second. He can play short. He can play first. Now he's playing in the outfield. Today he's starting in second base, batting seventh for you. They've got a very interesting lineup today because Brandon Nimmo is not playing. He's still recovering from the shoulder that he banged up yesterday.
And he hit right into that post.
God, he just nailed it bad. Seager's off, and that's like part of the plan. Hey, we're easing you back in. So Justin Foscue's DHing. He's leading off, and he has been fantastic against lefties. And Parker Messick, who's the starting pitcher today for the Guardians, he is a lefty. The Jungle Cat, Josh Young's at third, batting second. They're putting Ezekiel Duran in right field, batting third. Berger's batting cleanup at first. Higgy's catching for Tyler Alexander, but we found out newly signed Chris Paddock is going to be the bulk starter today. So he's formerly of the San Diego Padres. He's a journeyman, been around. His ERA ballooned just under 7, so he was really struggling.
Mm. Yeah, it's been bad.
But hey, new team, new me.
Change one thing, change everything.
Absolutely. So he's going to go out and probably just throw heat and shut down this Guardians team, because that's what happens, man. When you just join a new team, all of a sudden lights a fire under you, your arm starts to just get elastic, and you just freaking, boom, it's all about the stretch.
Does he have the extension
stretch
that we look
the
for?
Extension and the stretch. Bang, bang, boom, bang, bing. Alejandro Osuna will be in left. Cam Collie at second. Nicky
I like
Lopez
him in the lineup, by the way. Osuna.
Osuna's been great.
Osuna, he doesn't need to come out of the lineup.
No, I'm with you.
He's
I think Osuna's got his spot.
Clutch.
And then Evan Carter will be playing center field. Now, the Rangers, believe it or not, fellas, most first inning runs in Major League Baseball since May 26th.
Given up or scored?
Over a month. This is scored.
Okay. There was a while there where they were giving up more runs than anybody in the
league. I do know that when they score first, they're
unbeatable.
Yeah, yeah. They've been really good.
See that score 1-0.
And they did score out. They scored first, I think, every single game of this entire sweep that they just had against the Blue Jays. And they scored 5 more runs in 3 of the 4 against Toronto. So the offense looked better. They also do have the most first-inning runs in Major League Baseball since May 26th with 35. Next closest is the A's with 28. Texas starters posted a 1.13 ERA over the 4 games in Toronto, which is tremendous, especially since they're going through this stretch with no off days. I think it's, 15 straight games that they're playing. You need that. You need that, and you also had some injuries with Leiter being taken out of the lineup. Jock Peterson continues to be red hot. His leadoff home run yesterday extended the Rangers' current season-best 11-game home run streak. So the power is coming back. They needed that. Tonight's game also, by the way, it's a national TV broadcast.
Yeah, how about that, huh?
Carl Ravitch, Eduardo Perez, they'll be calling the action on ESPN, which means if you want to listen to it, you can only listen to it right here. And if you don't have ESPN, even more reason.
And they did this because our guy Tyler Alexander is getting the start.
Yeah, because it is historical.
So they made this an ESPN game.
As they should. And what it's going to be is it's Tyler Alexander, first pitcher since saves became an official statistic in 1969. Nice. To record saves in back-to-back games and then start the next contest. And that's courtesy of the Elias Sports Bureau. Mm.
Those guys are undefeated, man.
I still don't know who they are. I'd love to shake their hand one day.
Do you think Carl Ravich is going to bring up the free-balling nature of Tyler Alexander as just sort of an anecdotal factoid about this man making history?
I would say first pitch, maybe.
You think so? I don't think Carl even knows, because that's the type of hard-hitting journalism that we only do. I don't think Carl has it in him.
He's on this one.
You think Carl's going to find out that he doesn't pitch with draws on?
I think so, yeah, because when you start to try and uncover, like, how does a guy find success like this?
Superstition.
There you go.
All right, that's fair. You know, maybe he does know that. I should not overlook Carl's ability to find out.
He got done with the College World Series, man. Come on. He knows what's going on.
That's
right. He knows balls.
And those guys are probably definitely free balling. In college, they probably can't afford undies.
NIL era?
Maybe. That's a good point.
Might have an underwear deal.
Tommy John?
Yeah.
That would be all time to get a top-tier undie that is just perfect for you, tailor-made for you, and you get that sponsorship. Now you get lifetime undies that are perfect. You don't have to think about it anymore.
All right, Netflix is wanting Kevin Costner for its first-ever coverage of Major League Baseball's Field of Dreams game. This is Elle Duncan telling Front Office Sports. So Elle knows this. Why? Because she's Mrs. Netflix now. And Costner did star in the film. This would make a lot of sense. And if you're Kevin Costner, it's like, all right, what's the check in it?
We're still doing that?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
We're still playing the Field of
every year. It's become a tradition.
We played it. Bristol Motor Speedway. We played it.
The Field of Dreams game.
Yeah.
I think the OG was the best one. They should just do it there all the time. You know, where they're coming out of the cornfields.
Why don't we just do that one time?
You just liked it one time?
Yeah, well, it's kind of a one time thing.
Just a one time?
Yeah.
One time.
Don't need to see it again. Seen it once, seen it a thousand times.
We're field in Iowa, you know. We've done this before.
All right. I liked it.
Let's move on.
It was kind of cool. You know, I think they're struggling to come up with new content.
Did you watch last year's?
Hell yeah, I did.
Who played?
Who knows?
A couple of major league squads. Mm.
The point is, we saw the highlights, and it was a major league game. They did. They played it last year.
They played
year,
at Ryan. Bristol Motor Speedway, I know that.
Last year?
Wow.
Or was it 2 years ago?
How about this, dude? The 972 Granddad Miguel. He says, free balling is the best way to go. I switched over 10 years ago. Get this. He's deeming it the best decision he's ever made.
That's my guy, Miguel.
His entire
life. Second best decision was getting rid of.
Heck yes, Granddad Miguel.
Had a baby Miguel.
Getting rid of.
That's some pro stuff right there.
Rosa.
Okay.
Sending her to the
curb. Being a single man. Marcus Semien, grade 3 hip flexor strain. So he's going to miss a month.
Marcus Semien?
Yep. That's the New York Mets, Marcus Semien. He's not on the Rangers anymore, for those of you that weren't following us.
I actually saw from at TJ Stats, the worst MLB OPS for qualified batters.
Yep.
And when you look at the top 10, you will see names like Adolis Garcia and Marcus Semien.
And Adolis Garcia done for the season. He's having season-ending surgery.
So he's locked that in.
Is hurt. That sucks. All right, fellas. Would you have paid $2.5 million for a 1-of-1 Ohtani rookie card?
No.
If I had the money, yes.
Yeah, I think it's a good investment. It's probably going to go way up.
Give me the money. Give me the card. If I have the money, yes.
It is the all-time highest public sale for any Ohtani rookie card. The final price on the Shohei Ohtani's flagship 1-of-1 Superfractor rookie card, 2018 Topps Chrome Superfractor, number 150 Shohei Ohtani rookie card, $2,562,229.
Well, I didn't know it was the Superfractor. That changes things.
Well, you're right. I should have led with the Superfractor. And I think if Kevin Hagelin was listening, which I know he's not because he doesn't tolo, he'd have just screamed it in his jeans.
He listens on his way home. I think we get a good 45 minutes out of him.
His way home.
It's just Sean and RJ doesn't listen to.
Yeah, that's right.
What are you talking
on his way
about?
In.
He's got to change his undies now. We did get some dong ball history. Schwarber and Harper. This is actually pretty cool. I mean, congratulations to Kyle Schwarber, who's just been fantastic since joining the Phillies. Became the Phillies' fastest Phillies player to reach the 30-homer plateau, needing only 84 games to do it. Previous mark, Mike Schmidt.
Mike Schmidt. Gosh, I could have guessed that.
I knew you were saying it. It was right on the tip of your tongue.
Greg Luzinski.
Schmidt did it in 87 games in 1979. Schwarber is now on pace to hit 59 home runs this season. That's a number that would surpass Ryan Howard's single-season franchise record of 58, which he did in 06. Harper is on pace to hit 36 home runs this year. That puts Schwarber and Harper on pace to finish the season with exactly 399 career home runs. So you've got two teammates that are literally going bing, bang, boom, playing volleyball with one another, ready to hit over the 400 home run plateau at the same time. That's incredible.
That is pretty cool.
That's amazing.
It is, Wolchuk. Almost as amazing as your proper round tripper.
Thank you, bro.
Every day
I felt good about that one.
Nice work today, Wolchuk.
I don't think that was piss poor, guys.
Felt you were like on fire.
It, I don't know, kind of meandering along on the road, I think, a little bit.
I meander a little bit, but it's part of the deal here. I'm trying to flesh out a full 10.
There's good entertainment value in that.
Thank you.
Wolchuk, and packed with...
I'm a thespian.
With alpha content. Okay, we're coming back with your keys to victory and a snapshot of your breaking news stories coming up next year. It's the G-Back Nation, the fan. All right, welcome back, G-Back Nation. Rangers pregame is coming up here at 5:30, so we have, 14 minutes to talk sports with you. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. With Franklin Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas, might have our first extra time game of the World Cup. They are now in the knockout rounds, the round of 32, and Germany and Paraguay are knotted at one. Japan had Brazil on the ropes. They equalized halfway through the second half and then got the winner in the dying moments of stoppage time there at the end of the game. So Brazil advanced against a very good Japan team, and now Germany has come back against Paraguay in a similar situation to tie their game at one here in the 84th. Okay, as you've come to expect in our final segment before the Rangers pregame, I am prepared now to deliver to you some Rangers keys to victory, Brian. I know you look forward to it.
This is my favorite thing we do every day.
I know it is.
Okay. You need to overcome the fact that two of the guys in the lineup are bad against lefties, Osuna and Carter. This is where Langford's injury just instantly hurts you. And I think they've done a very good job, the Rangers have, of finding guys who can help them against lefties. And Chris Young has talked about that. Of course, we're better against lefties now, Dawson, because I went out and got us some guys who could do that.
Yeah.
But they got work to do. And, you know, I don't know if Evan Carter's long for this team. But while he's here, we need to start seeing better than a 176 average. He was over again in his return. It's the career downturn of Adolis Garcia that these moments are continuously reminding us of and continues to haunt us, along with the Langford injury. And if you missed it, Ross Fenstermaker, Rangers GM, who joined us last hour, said you're probably looking at after the All-Star break for his return. And hopefully it doesn't linger beyond that. You know, just a 2.5-3 week situation. It really, really sucks because this team has really started to perform offensively. And we were talking about scoring first last segment in Wolchuk's glorious round tripper. Mm-hmm. It's 8 games in a row now they've scored first. And psychologically, we were just talking about the psychological factor coming out of the Miami series and the Minnesota series, like what happens when you give up dongs in the first inning and what it does to the lineup. And really, since we started talking about that, it became a storyline a week and a half ago. The Rangers have been remarkable in fixing that. So I would say that's a huge key tonight, especially with Tyler Alexander opening for you. And then they just signed a guy today, the sheriff, Chris Paddock.
He'll be playing tonight. He'll be coming in after Alexander.
They're going to try to get 4 or 5 innings out of him. Okay, make Parker Messick throw strikes early. He has pitched well. He is still, somewhat inexperienced left-hander, and his success comes from getting ahead in counts. So you want to avoid chasing his breaking ball, and you want to get deep into counts, and then by the time you're in the fourth or fifth inning, hopefully you can be projecting that you're going to see their bullpen. Cleveland's bullpen's not bad, but it would change the game significantly if you can get that lefty out of the game and maybe make Osuna and Carter a little bit more effective. That's what I got here for you going into this particular contest. You do have another player in trouble for gambling and fixing games.
Oh no.
Malik Beasley has been indicted on charges related to alleged sports gambling scheme, a 9-year veteran. This has been a modern current going on player. So we have been seeing games, Brian, where players are actively involved in fixing the outcome.
They just showed a clip of him. I was just watching during the break where
him racing down for the dunk.
Racing down for the dunk.
To make it
like an 8.5 point spread.
Yeah.
And he raced. I mean, literally, you could see him. He's on the foul line, like looking to, like, hope he gets the ball. And once he had it, he took off and then dunked the ball right at the buzzer to kind of. It was like the most meaningless deal in the world. But he had a vision what he was trying to do. Beat the spread.
Do you think there's always going to be players who are desperate enough to try this?
These guys are worth hundreds of millions of dollars, and they just get caught up in things and think, you know, having a little bit of this or having a little bit of that. And they get in trouble with these organized, you know, crime folks and stuff. And, there's always going to be this.
You get in trouble with organized crime, and who knows what you can be motivated to end up doing to protect yourself and your family and to try to dig out. Like, if you're thinking, I've screwed this up so royally, I think a lot of people would say, I might as well risk screwing it up a little bit more for the chance of getting out of it. Yeah. But this has been such a big year for it, from the Chauncey Billups stuff and the Terry Rozier that started off, all the way through Soresby, who has dealt himself a massive blow to his career. He was going to be a first-round pick and get a guaranteed, $30 or $40 million? Some of these first overall pick contracts are just massive. And I don't know if he was going to be first overall, but he was likely headed for being a first-round pick if Ty Simpson is. And now, he is definitely thrown his future. He's plunged his future greatly into doubt. And then you also have the Hawks declining their option on Jonathan Kuminga. So he is a free agent. I don't know how much value he's going to have. The Warriors are going after Anthony Davis and LeBron. Could that possibly work? I can't see that. Winning a championship, but I've talked about the bars lower. We just saw a tiny guy.
It's just hard to imagine that you'd be able to keep all those guys healthy enough to go on the type of run that it takes. Like, you see how difficult it is to actually win a championship. Those guys know it as well as anyone. I would not be betting on that.
Seems like maybe engagement farming for one of the teams that's got the highest operating budget. They're trying to take care of the arena and their season ticket holders and remain interesting more than trying to win a championship. Thanks to Lucius Alexander, the Pimp Cup Master Control here, 75-635. Just went 3.5 flawless. Thanks to Zach Wolchuk and Eric Chiafalo and Brian Broaddus and Austin Nix coordinating your video. Until tomorrow at 2, Rangers baseball is coming up next, and you're going home with the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan.